USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Connecticut will distribute 50,000 infrared thermometers for small businesses and places of worship to aid in COVID-19 monitoring efforts, according to Governor Ned Lamont. The thermometers will be delivered to municipalities, which in turn will contact organizations that will fill out an online form with instructions on picking up their thermometer. Businesses with between 2 and 100 employees are eligible to receive that thermometer. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware are working together to open beaches the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're nowhere more clear than when it comes to opening beaches. One state doesn't open beaches. Another state does open beaches. You will see people flood to that state.
Cuomo said group sports such as volleyball will still be prohibited and playgrounds and arcades will remain closed to help prevent a resurgence of coronavirus. Beaches will open to only 50% capacity and social distancing will be enforced. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With everybody jumping on board the podcast bandwagon, former imprisoned Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is signing a new podcast deal, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Blagojevich is to launch what's called the Lightning Rod podcast on a Chicago radio station next Wednesday. The show will feature a focus on politics, government, trending stories, and conversations with politicians and celebrities. President Trump commuted Blagojevich's 14-year prison sentence in February and released him from a Colorado federal prison 4 years early. He was convicted of crimes including the attempted sale of former President Barack Obama's U.S. Senate seat years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump is anxious to get back out on the campaign trail, and his team is actively pursuing scenarios that would allow him to get in front of voters as soon as they determine it can be done safely. The coronavirus pandemic forced Trump to halt his public campaign schedule. His last rally was held in March. The events are a significant part of his pitch to voters and played a big role in his successful 2016 run. The big question is how and in what form rallies will occur. Three campaign officials said there's no concrete plans yet in place to person-to-person campaigning, but a variety of scenarios are being discussed, including the possibility of the president appearing as part of virtual rallies before he appears at in-person events. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.